Harley Heaven, the all-new Harley-Davidson Pan America, is coming to Harley Heaven in Tempe and Blacktown. Visit harleyheaven.com.au for details. And a great day starts with a good night's sleep. SpinalEZE.com.au. Welcome to Morning Glory with Matty Johns.
Oh, what a wonderful day it is as well. Pretty cold outside. Dead set freeze your cags off, but nonetheless, it is a wonderful day. Of course, after the win the other night, 50-6, the Blues over the Maroons. We're going to take apart State of Origin with Blues assistant coach Greg Alexander. He'll tell us why he masterminded the victory. 5-1 greatest New South Wales players, movie of the week, album of the week, and a couple of new things as well. Welcome, Sydney Morning Herald's Andrew Webster. Hey, Webby.
G'day, Matty.
Yeah, good, thanks. And we've got the assistant coach for the Blues from Fox League, Greg Alexander. Brandy, Matty, what is that type of champagne you're drinking at the moment?
I know that. Let's not get carried away.
Yeah, sure.
Game one.
No.
Still a couple
to
go.
Yeah, good luck doing that again, mate, okay? Mate, Webby, before I go to Brandy, I'll ask you this.
Yes.
The result, did it surprise you or were you totally shocked by it?
I'll use another adjective. Gobsmacked.
Yeah.
I was gobsmacked. I was stunned. I was actually nervous as a New South Welshman on the eve of the game because there'd actually been quite a lot of people tipping New South Wales, but I didn't see a hell of a difference, a lot of difference between the two sides in terms of ability. I thought New South Wales probably had them on paper, but not like that. I thought it was a coaching and selection masterstroke from New South Wales with the team they picked. They just ran Queensland off their feet.
Fantastic.
Took the crowd out of it. Matty, you actually wrote in your column in the Telegraph last week that you thought it was actually an advantage for them being up there.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how it proved to be. So,
yeah. Well, I'm a genius.
You are, yeah. You've got a bit of a future.
I want to talk about a few other things later.
You've got a future in this rugby league.
I've got no idea, mate, you know, about this Pfizer thing. You know, I've got a new one coming out, new vaccine.
So just, yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, Johnson vaccine. Brandy,
Matty,
Brandy, you. We're going to take, as I said, we're going to take it apart in the second break. But Did you see? I mean, you were 50-6.
I saw a good performance.
You saw a good performance.
Yeah, I saw them playing well. What happened apart from that? You got no control over how good Queensland were going to be. What was going to happen with the refereeing? That was up in the air. No one could really get a straight answer whether it was going to be like NRL or whether it was going to be a little bit different because it's Origin. But I didn't see that. I didn't see eight tries and Nathan kicking every goal from all over the park. And, yeah, Tom scoring three tries. But I did know that they were ready to play. You could tell through camp. And sometimes preparations can be good and you get out in the field and it's flat.
Yes.
So you really don't know, even though the preparation was faultless, I thought. And you could just tell that they were ready to play. They were very disappointed as to what happened last year. So, the players, even though Jerome, it was his debut game, Jerome was part of the camp last year. So they knew what had happened last year and they were disappointed with it.
Brandy, who was the leader? Like, before the boys went out, who was the one that did the majority of the talking?
Yeah, I think the difference in camp this year to what it was going through up on the Central Coast for that month last year in lockdown, the difference was... Freddie let the boys, the senior players, take a bigger role in the team. Because don't forget, no Boyd Cordner. And Boyd had been the captain right up until game two last year. He got the head knock in game one in Adelaide. So he missed the rest of the camp. And Teddy assumed the captaincy. So Teddy in his own right this year was the captain of the side.
Yeah, right.
And the senior players, and Nathan being the halfback, did a lot of talking through camp about how the game was going to be played. The other boys that stepped up as leaders, Tom Trbojevic, Daniel Saifidi, Latrell Mitchell. That was a little leadership group that assumed a lot of the responsibility for the camp right throughout it. So
Latrell was in that leadership group.
Yes.
Isn't that a
smart move?
What a big turnaround for Latrell.
Well, it was mirrored in the way that he played.
Yep.
You could tell from that first touch he was going to have a game and he had a game.
All you want from Latrell is to be involved.
Incredible.
Because if Latrell's involved, you know there's going to be some damage done.
I said last night on the show, I said to people, the television doesn't do Latrell justice about his size.
Yeah.
He is massive.
Huge man.
Like, you see GI on the box and you can see how big GI is and certain with other players, but Latrell is every bit as big, maybe even bigger.
Maybe a bit heavier. And he carries it. Well, yeah, he can... You know, he's you know, a tick under 110 kilos.
I think he's admitted to people close to him that he's nowhere near his fitness.
He's only back two games.
Yeah, that's it.
Webby, and he's but he's still fit, and you know, he worked hard at training, and you know, you could see by Latrell's first run, and that first run where he put the footwork on, changed hands, fended, and then flicked the ball out the back to Tarek, and it surprised Tarek that much that he put it down. It hit him a bit low, but you thought, that was as skillful as I've seen.
Taking the game to Townsville, I thought it was fantastic. I'll put my hand up and say this. I'm not a fan of taking the game to Adelaide. Look, we've got a side in Melbourne, so I see it. Although I don't like the MCG, I thought it would have, in my opinion, it would have been a disaster having a half full stadium, slippery surface, it was raining, it would have been total.
Well, it was catastrophic down there on Wednesday night, their weather. So, Matty, I agree, and I was all for, like, as soon as we found out that Melbourne was in trouble and they were starting to throw up other venues, and Townsville was the first, seemed the one and only.
Yep.
Bankwest came in late. Mm. State government, New South Wales government said they put in a bid, but you just knew it was going to fall flat. So I think everyone was in the camp was prepared to be going to Townsville. Mm. You know what? I think everyone was glad we were flying north instead of south.
Yeah.
Flying north. And we went out when we went for the captain's run on Tuesday afternoon in Townsville. You could see they'd watered the ground a bit, but you could see how quick it was going to be. Mm. They let it dry out on the Wednesday, and by Wednesday night, it was firm.
It's really interesting.
No Jew either. That.
Well, that's it. People no don't Jew. Understand what a difference just a bit of Jew on the surface makes. You know, just the ability to catch and pass and transfer the ball from one side to the other. It was interesting when a couple of years ago we went to the Super Bowl. Talking to American guys, and you know, the guy would say, "Oh, most of them, they've had something. I think Miami's had 12 Super Bowls." And it's generally played in warm weather cities. And I said, why is that? And they said, because warm weather cities, it's a bit of spectacle.
Yeah, gotcha.
So they go south to play the Super Bowl because it's played at the back end of their winter.
And
it's played
at
the end of January.
That's right. Players, the quarterbacks have better purchase on the ball. It's more open. It's the same with State of Origin. But the whole atmosphere, they tell me up in Townsville, Webby.
Yeah, they reckon it was incredible. So are you forecasting that they should take it to a place like Newcastle? Next.
Webby, I put it this way. I just
where the fish are. Where the fans are.
I agree. Because rugby league is a television sport. And if I'm a person down in Melbourne on Wednesday night and I watch the game at the MCG, although it's in my home city, and there's 30 errors and there's no football being played, I'll say, oh, mate, what a bludger of a sport. Mm. However, if I'm in Melbourne and I watch that game in Townsville, I'll say, how good is that?
Mm.
It is fantastic. What a game.
Mm.
So for me, taking a game to a city doesn't necessarily grow it like Adelaide.
No, I know. There's just nothing about it. Okay. I know they got unlucky with COVID. Although that's it.
But is it just a money thing?
It is a money thing.
It's a money. It's a government, you know, South Australian government tipping in money.
They throw, and Victorian government were the first to get ahead of this years and years, decades ago, where they threw heaps of money to have big events in their city and it filled up all their... Yeah. And particularly Origin, it filled up their hotels in the middle of winter when normally they'd be vacant.
Like Newcastle. Mm. Likely, if next year, for instance, they went Sydney, and then Heartland City, Newcastle, I just know how massive it would be.
Yeah.
The whole city would just transform.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. Yeah. What it'd do for a city, because we saw what it did for Townsville. Townsville was like
buzzing.
Was alive. Yeah.
Was it a bit of a zoo?
It really was.
How was it Wednesday night?
Yes.
Did you get out and about?
Zoo? Mm. Define zoo.
Like animals.
Oh, well.
Animals that you wouldn't dangle your fingers
through
the
cage. Yeah, there was lots of crocodiles
around. Do you
really
want my definition of zoo?
Well, a little bit later, we're going to have Liam Alexander for the movie of the week. And, you know, I've just got an advanced edition of the Sunday Telegraph, which has Shush and Spotted. And Liam Alexander was spotted. Put it that way, somewhere in Townsville, which I'll touch on a little bit later.
Ooh, yeah.
I've heard he looked
dishevelled.
Last night he looked a little bit of footloose and fancy free with his bucket hat on there in a Fox Sports. I went, this is a Liam I've never seen before. And I thought, well, it's good though. Good to see. Right, we'll take a break. After the break, we'll tactically take apart State of Origin 1.